Okay, thank you. I was calling about the lady that committed suicide that you were talking about earlier this morning.
Yes, very sad.
And it was. And I just wanted to just give a point about what happened to me. I was violated by my step-grandfather.
Oh, no.
And it was very difficult for me to handle. Fortunately, I married a wonderful man who was very understanding, but I spent 40 years in therapy with psychiatrists to no avail other than getting lots of medication for depression and one attempted suicide. But I finally made the decision to come back to the church after I had left. And when I got here in Waco, I went to see a very nice priest whom I really liked. And I told him, just kind of matter-of-factly, like what had happened to me. And the reaction he had was phenomenal. He got very angry about what had happened to me.
Okay.
And that was the most healing thing that is ever that I've ever had. And it has really brought me back completely into the church, so that now I have all kinds of degrees in theology and everything else. But it was the best thing. And I think psychotherapists out there, priests out there, when they hear that story, getting angry about what happened to the person can be so healing. And I just
So I want to make sure I understand, Sandy. So the fact that that priest expressed righteous indignation and anger over what had been done to you, it was his expression of anger. I want to make sure I'm understanding that that was healing for you. I can understand why, but is that what you're referring to?
yes, that was so healing for me that someone finally recognized that what happened to me was so wrong and expressed emotion about it.
I can see what you mean. I hadn't thought of that,
Yeah.
but that makes complete sense. Well, God bless you. I'm so sorry to hear that it happened, and I'm so happy to hear that you've pulled through it and that you're in a much better place now. God bless that priest for counseling you the way he did.
Oh, definitely. He's a wonderful priest. So I just wanted to share that with others that, might be priests or might be therapists that are listening, because, I mean, we talked obviously more about it since then. He's now my spiritual director. But,
It also points out the healing power of the sacrament of confession, that even though you were not confessing
yes.
your sins, it came up in the context of confession, and God was able to give you healing through the ministry of this priest. That's a beautiful thing.
It was. And I hope more priests listen to that and understand what they can do to really help somebody in that situation.
Thankfully, they're trained to do exactly that. So, wow, that's a powerful story. I'm glad you took time to share it with us, Sandy. Thank you, and God bless you.